This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show in the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XCS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and we want to thank them for their service to America. Also, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you very much for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and those construction workers, too, thanks for what you do. Now, don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get moving. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out with the president in his own words, talking about a barrier or a wall and what it can or cannot do when it involves human trafficking.
All of the other things, the sensors and the drones, it's all wonderful to have, and it works well, but only if you have the wall. If you don't have the wall, it doesn't matter. A drone isn't stopping 1,000 people from running through. And so we can all talk. And you know, interestingly, if you look, virtually every Democrat over the last 15 years, they've approved what we're asking for. So I think we're doing something. I think we're getting closer. But we really have to think about the people of our country. This is not a fight I wanted. I didn't want this fight. We have to think about the people of our country, and we have to do what's right at our border and many other places, but we have to do what's right at our border. Human trafficking cannot be stopped if we don't have a steel barrier or a concrete wall, something very powerful. It cannot be stopped. There is nothing. We have the most talented law enforcement people in the world, as far as I'm concerned, right alongside of me and behind me. It doesn't mean a thing if they're going to be driving women and children through sections of the border where nobody is, where you can't be because you don't have enough manpower or woman power. You don't have enough of anything. You have 2,000 miles of border.
Well, tries to point home, doesn't he?
Well, he sure does, Captain. And, you know, I got to tell you, you know, you got people out there making comments about the president, but it seems to me that he's making a lot of sense when he's talking about the idea of border security and how you stop these kinds of heinous things from continuing on. But the mainstream news media, many in the mainstream news media, and certainly those in the party elite for the Democrats, want to try to characterize everything the president is doing as somehow inhumane, immoral, racist, you know, take your pick. But the president is talking about something that's very basic, very practical, and I think it's resonating more or less, generally speaking, with the American people.
Yeah, very much so. And folks, we're speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, of course, I believe his message is getting there. I think the Democrats are on a losing course here because I've run into both Democrats, Republicans, Independents alike, and they get it. They understand we have a problem along the border and we have to do something about it. And for the Democrats to be the obstructionists here is not helping them at all. It might be helping them temporarily with their base, but that's it.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. The whole idea, of course, you know, the Democrats have voted for border barriers, call it a wall, call it a fence, whatever. They've voted for these things. They've called for these things in the past. We've heard many of these different statements from Barack Obama or Chuck Schumer or Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, I should say, about border security and illegal immigration. And suddenly, Captain, they've simply gone 180 degrees. And the answer to why that is, of course, is it's President Trump. But one also wonders, Captain, as we watched that bizarre thing last night with Schumer and Pelosi, you know, what is going on with them? How is it possible that they're actually trying to make the case to the American people that this is an impractical, expensive, ineffective thing to do when everybody understands that walls work?
By the way, we have some news coming out of Florida about the Broward County Elections Commissioner, Brenda Snipes. And according to, don't have the name yet, but Fox News apparently published a couple of hours ago an article about how a Florida election official believes that Brenda Snipes' constitutional rights were violated when she was suspended. And that's what a judge apparently has ruled. Now, we'll have to take a look at this during the break and find out. But that's not good news for Florida if that's indeed the case.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, I saw a similar headline on that, and I've been trying to find out more about that as well. And so, yes, this is, another crazy thing to come out of that 2018 midterm election.
Right. Now, I also want to mention that there was a meeting yesterday supposed to be between the Democrats and the Republicans, or the president, the vice president, and the different leaders of both parties in the White House. And apparently it was nothing. It was a waste of time. The president got up and walked out.
This is exactly what we're hearing, and of course we're hearing a couple of different versions of this. One of them that somehow the president got mad and slammed the table and stormed out and this kind of thing, and the other accounts are the president said, well, you're not willing to solve this problem, you're not wanting to make a deal, because it is said that he asked Nancy Pelosi, will you agree at some point if we make this deal, and she said no, according to reports, and that's when he said, okay, that's it, nothing to talk about.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting overnight live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show. And you're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back. I'll be with Kyle Warren in just a second. But this portion of the program is being brought to you by the DR Mold Solutions Company, which will travel anywhere in the state of Florida to get the job done. There are over 300,000 species of mold, and mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. Don't put your family at risk. Give DR Mold Solutions a call at 727-692-9622 because they have an EPA and FDA-approved method to kill mold in your home or office, and they do a real good job at it. Now, again, that's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622. Talk about their New Year's special. Ask them about their New Year's special and always tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions, we kill mold anywhere in the state of Florida. DR Mold Solutions. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, obviously, the Democrats are trying to antagonize, instigate, and do whatever they can to not have this president have his way when it comes to the wall, or as we called it yesterday, a barrier, because it's not necessarily a wall, because you can't physically build a wall in some of these areas, whether it's concrete or metal or whatnot, because of the swamps that are there and the terrain that's there and all that, correct?
Exactly, yes.
So we obviously can't do all of what we need to do with drones either, correct?
That's right.
So we, and we don't have enough Border Patrol to do the job either, correct?
Right.
So we're left with a barrier of some sort, right?
Exactly, yes.
Now, I'm all okay with this. I have no problem with this, and I don't think you do either. So what's the problem with the Democrats? Just speculate for a second. Put your Democrat thinking hat on.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that, again, this all goes back, obviously, to the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
The candidate of choice, of course, of many in the news media, it would seem, and, you know, and certainly the far left, they wanted Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump was able to capture the presidency. So this meant, of course, that so much of what they counted on was simply, you know, going to go out the window. And then, of course, the idea of the Russia thing and the Mueller investigation, all these things go together so that they can try to paint the picture, again, of an illegitimate presidency, of something that just should never have been, and they're going to resist. And when it comes to something as important as border security,
mm-hmm.
And by the way, you notice that they sort of bifurcate those terms. It's like there's the wall and there's border security, and we're all for border security.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what they're talking about is these kind of drones and other kind of tech that they think would be enough to simply kick the can down the road a little bit more, because as this debate rages on, there's still people coming across the border. There's still people that are going to be somehow supporting the Democrat Party, they believe, so they're willing to stop at nothing in order to make sure President Trump doesn't get the barrier.
And that's true. And by the way, there was other news in Washington yesterday. Rod Rosenstein came up and said that he was going to be leaving the administration soon. And right away, CNN went after somebody to find out if they could get a byline on the story that maybe he was forced out or this, that, and the other. So just listen briefly to this, about 30 seconds of this conversation with the Attorney General in Maryland, Jim Scudo, yesterday on CNN. And by the way, this was fascinating stuff when he did this.
Joining us now is former Maryland Deputy AG Thiru Vignaraja, who began his career as a federal prosecutor under Rod Rosenstein at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland. Thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So you say, you've told us that you're disappointed he's leaving. I wonder if you're concerned that his departure threatens the future of this investigation.
Yeah, you know, I certainly hope that this is in fact voluntary, but I worry that it's not. Rod Rosenstein has been a career prosecutor. Literally a year out of law school, he joined the Justice Department and has dedicated every day since to that calling. And I hope that it's because
Well, he hopes it's because, and I cut it right there because I want to get back to your comments about this. Now, this guy is inferring that maybe Rod Rosenstein was forced out. We don't know that.
We don't know that. Everything else is contrary to that, even statements from the White House, of course. But also, Captain, it's my understanding that Rod Rosenstein expected to be in the deputy position for about 2 years.
Right.
And that's about where we're at right now. Also, I think it has much more to do, not being forced out, but having much more to do with wanting to get out once the Mueller report is done. So this may be a possible indicator that the Mueller report is close to completion, close to being given to Congress. One would believe it'll be released somehow after that for public consumption. But Rod Rosenstein, I think, doesn't want to be around once that Mueller report comes out. And then at the same time, too, if Mr. Barr is approved to be Attorney General, if that happens, then of course he will be able to decide whether or not Rod Rosenstein stays in the deputy position. Even so, and so, no, I don't think this is a force out. I think that's trying to create a narrative again of somehow Trump is trying to do a clean house or this kind of stuff. That's not happening.
Now, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said that he's examining the requests from the Democrats to take a look at Donald Trump's tax returns. Did you hear about that?
Heard a little bit about that. You know, it's very interesting. This whole tax return thing, you know, generally speaking, Captain, whether you're Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or Jimmy Carter, I mean, these have always been sort of a voluntary thing to do. But what I think the Democrats have done, they've tried to create a critical mass with this, that somehow there's this secret thing, these bad things in the Trump tax returns. And to me, it's just another one of those things where they keep sort of throwing it out there like a bait on a hook or something, just to try to gin up problems and controversy and, ooh, I wonder what's in there, and have this idea of the terrible things that could be contained in there. It's just another campaign type of thing for them.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is already in the House proposed legislation to make it mandatory for all presidents to have to, and presidential candidates too, to have to file their tax returns and show their tax returns to the public, but members of Congress will be exempt.
Well, of course they'll be exempt. Of course they will, because this is only it's only directed at Trump for now. Anyway, it's just another way of. And by the way, do you think that would ever pass the Senate, and then it would
get
signed by the president at this point? Of course not. All these things are kind of for show, and it's interesting that they're criticizing President Trump so much, Captain. Of he's holding the American people hostage, and on it goes. But here's Nancy Pelosi. She's back as Speaker now. The Democrats have control of the House, and they're just doing these kinds of grandstanding things, again, proving to the American people, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that they're not interested in governing. They're interested in taking down Trump and their own power. It's just ridiculous.
Now, I'm going to play another clip with the president talking about MS-13, and we all know that we have a problem with MS-13 that's sneaking into this country because they're in these caravans, correct?
Right.
So let's listen to what the president had to say here when it comes to MS-13.
The people out there want something to happen at our southern border, whether it's human trafficking, whether it's drugs, whether it's criminals, whether it's MS-13. The folks behind me know all about MS-13 and how violent and vicious they are and where they come from. And they all come from the same place, and they all come in the same way. They come right across that border. And we've thrown thousands out. I would say thousands, right, fellas? I mean, literally, MS-13, and you have a lot of it. I know that, Rich. We throw thousands out a year, and then they come back. And we move them all the way back to where they came from, all the way back. And they find a way to come back again. We need strong borders, and we need immigration reform. Beyond that, we need immigration reform.
Very true. And by the way, when he talks about thousands they've thrown out, let's go back 4 years because we'll go back into the Obama administration. And if you go back and add that 2 years of Obama in there, it is true. They have thrown out about 4,000 members of MS-13.
Exactly. I mean, and you know, Captain, one member of MS-13 in this country is one too many.
That's it.
You know, and again, I mean, we just absolutely have to get down to the nitty gritty. You know, we can't abide the kinds of things. If we can prevent it, you know, then we should. You know, to have such kinds of violent criminals coming into our country and then somehow trying to defend them is just unconscionable.
Well, it's just like the illegal that killed the police officer there in California recently. His family, all seven people in his family, were involved in human trafficking.
Yes.
And by the way, hold that thought because we're going to go to break again at bottom of the hour, and I'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. So don't go anywhere, folks. We are coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Wednesday called his meeting with Democratic leaders a total waste of time, signaling just how far folks are away from an agreement to end the partial government shutdown and secure our southern border. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump stormed out of the meeting, but House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells a different story.
The president would go back and forth in a negotiation in a very respectful way. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, "Okay, Nancy, if we open the government up in 30 days, could we have border security?" She raised her hand and said, "No, not at all." The president calmly said, "I guess you're still not wanting to deal with the problem."
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was meeting with Iraqi leaders to discuss security concerns after the United States troops withdraw from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish-authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. To find out more and to find out how to sign up and register for that free Gun of Day giveaway, just go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the little banner link that's right there with the USCCA banner hanging right there. And go over there, sign up for the free Gun of Day giveaway, and then check out what membership could do for you. Because if you become a member right now, you will receive $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. And that's worth a lot of information all by its lonesome right there. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, Ocasio-Cortez chimed in, and first she said she wanted ICE gone, which is nothing unusual. But then she also complained about the fact that, well, with the government shutdown, my staff can't get any laptop computers. The government is shut down, and they just can't can't give us any of those free computers we're supposed to get because now I'm a congresswoman and my people need those computers.
Yeah, okay. What are you going to do, play video games?
I guess, you know, well, first she couldn't afford to go to Washington. That was the big problem. And then I guess people gave her money for that. And then now with the computer thing, who knows? There'll probably be somebody donating laptops at some point on this. But, you know, it's interesting, Captain, you know, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez was quoted just recently as talking about ICE, for example, and saying that the president, quote, should not be asking for more money to an agency that has systematically violated human rights, unquote. And I found that to be very interesting because what the president was talking about, of course, in his Oval Office address to the nation was the systematic violation of human rights via human trafficking, the systematic problems associated with drug cartels bringing drugs into this nation. And then Ocasio-Cortez decides this is the perfect moment to talk about ICE. And she mentioned, of course, the unfortunate reality that there were, I think, two children of late that had died for some reason in custody.
Mm-hmm.
But as all the people across the highways and byways, Captain, understand, the people in ICE weren't there to try to create the circumstances whereby the children died. They were trying to give them medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a most unfortunate thing. But to somehow make the leap that now the systematic violation of human rights is just way, way, way out there.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's unfortunate when children die when they're brought on a several thousand mile trek and they're not feeling good to begin with, or maybe they're leaving so they can get medical treatment somewhere else, but they drag them along, which that kind of a trip does not help them at all, and if anything, it would make their conditions worse. Now, that's just my general observation. Call it right, call it wrong. What say you?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. You know, and again, even if you are trying to escape conditions in your home country, you know, El Salvador, or Honduras, or some other country of origin, once you make it to a safe place, i.e. Mexico, for example, you might have a good chance of getting help, being safe, being able to try to get medical attention and so forth. You don't have to make a thousand mile trek through cartel you know, controlled areas to try to make it to the U.S. border. That seems to me to be not a good plan if you're looking to try to get medical attention or to be safe from a situation at home.
Now, during the break, we went looking to see what this Fox story is all about, and a Florida election official. A judge has ruled that the Florida election official, the supervisor of election in Broward County, Florida, who created all those problems down there with her inability or ineptness or something with all the different votes that were cast and then found later and this, that, and the other, that her constitutional rights were violated when she was suspended. Now, this was a judge that ruled on this, a Florida federal judge ruled Wednesday, former governor and current governor, Senator Rick Scott, violated her constitutional, and when he suspended, U.S. District Judge Mark Walter says newly inaugurated Governor Rick DeSantis must grant Snipes a meaningful opportunity to be heard regarding her suspension by March 31st.
Well, great. You know, hopefully, you know, if this occurs and there's some sort of a hearing, maybe she can talk about not getting the vote counts in on time. You know, misplacing 2,000 ballots. You know, all these things that we talked about.
And then after they counted all the votes and the election was certified, they still found more votes.
They still found more votes.
That couldn't be counted because it was way after the fact.
Exactly right. And just the bizarreness with which she would come out and talk to the reporters and so forth. And my understanding, too, that it was her intention to resign. It would have been effective January 4th, but Governor Scott at the time decided to go ahead and suspend her because of these gross problems that were obviously going on in Broward County. But again, the judge has said what he said, so there may be some kind of a hearing, but I don't think it's going to actually change anything in terms of the perception of what happened. But again, if it's a legal issue, that'll all be worked out. But yeah, we want to talk about the ballots and all the reporting. That's fine. Maybe that'll start up the whole conversation again about why there's so much broken in the election system, especially in Broward County.
Now, this judge, who Mark Walter, he's been involved in a lot of different contentious cases here, but this judge said that, that he did not have the authority to reinstate Snipes, writing that the court was not determining what the ultimate outcome will or should be, just that her constitutional rights had been violated when her job was, she was suspended from her job.
Right. Again,
but she was not granted an ample hearing.
Exactly. So that may be a legal aspect of this, and again, that would have to be worked out in the legal realm. And I don't know at this point what the ultimate resolution to that would be, whether it be damages or what have you. But honestly, though, the ultimate upshot of all this again is that there were so many shenanigans going on that the people, you know, we always hear about disenfranchisement, Captain, of voters or people being intimidated and so forth. Well, if people went and voted and they did it in good faith and then all this stuff got screwed up so badly under her watch, well, that's it. That's the definition of disenfranchisement, in my opinion.
Now, there is another situation going on in Broward County, and that is what's going to happen to the sheriff, Scott Israel. There are all kinds of rumors circulating right now that Governor Ron DeSantis is going to suspend him, which, again, he could do that. He could suspend Sheriff Scott Israel based on a hearing that would be held to determine whether or not he should remain as the sheriff. Same thing as what was supposed to happen to Brenda Snipes and didn't. But he can do this the right way. And if he does, that Sheriff Scott Israel will be out of office soon.
Exactly right. And again, to see what happened, you know, at the Marjorie Stoneman High School and the way that was handled and how the involvement of all of these different law enforcement officers was just terrible. And so now we're going to perhaps get some kind of progress on this.
Well, there hadn't been any on-site drills or training as required by law for 10 years at that high school, any live shooting training exercises, which they are supposed to do on a regular basis, which, again, is a product of the sheriff not doing his job as he was supposed to do by the guidelines that were in place.
Exactly right. And we see in such stark reality how absolutely important it is to have a plan, to have things in place, that this stuff goes off like clockwork. If you get a maniac loose on a campus, we have to be able to deal with that and take him down.
Well, that's true. And, you know, with everything else that we find in this day and age in which we live, nothing can get any stranger, of course, than the stuff that we continue to hear coming out of the left side of the aisle and the people doing what they're doing and saying what they're saying. Jim Acosta, by the way, Kellyanne Conway, I didn't get a chance to get to that. Maybe I can real quickly. No, I can't. I don't have enough time in the segment. But Jim Acosta had a big time put down by Kellyanne Conway.
Yes, exactly.
About time.
Well, it precisely. This, you know, it always, this trouble just seems to follow this guy, and a lot of it, you know, I don't know if it's just about ratings or just creating controversy wherever you go and this kind of thing, but it's really kind of sad. So many people tune in. They want to know what happened. They want to know the news, but they don't want the reporters injecting anything into this or simply just, you know, stirring up trouble, you know, and that's
kind
of
what
he does.
I'm sure it has something to do with ratings.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He thinks people are going to watch because of that.
Exactly. It's the Costa show.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll let you go, and tomorrow night you'll have the night off because Wayne Allen Root will be coming in on Thursday, and then we'll see you on Friday night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and go to KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com, to find out more. Okay, we're going to come back and take a look at our highways and byways. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke?
Highway Junkie, and that's the way we start out this Trucker's Highway and Byron Report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. I was up and saw Dave yesterday, had quite a chat with him for about an hour and a half, and I'll be passing along some information to you because there's some bigger and better things coming for the Moss Family Automotive Group that will affect everybody listening to this program all across the country. Why? Because you serve, you save. And people come from all across the country to take advantage of that. They can't get it where they're at. Well, here we go. Heavy snow and blowing snow will impact interior New England with heavy lake effect snow across the Great Lakes through Thursday night into Friday morning. And a low pressure system is shifting across the northeast states right now into the Canadian Maritimes, probably on sometime Friday afternoon. Meanwhile, another strong cold front will impact the West Coast through today and tomorrow with heavy rain, mountain snow, gusty winds, and high surf. Now, let's start first with anybody coming east of Chicago or east of Detroit, and maybe you're going to Boston or maybe you're going to Maine. Do not, if you can help it, do not get up on the New York Thruway or I-90 east of Cleveland. Reason being is once you get out east of Cleveland, you're going to be in lake effect snow, lots of it, heavy snow, blowing snow, drifting snow, winter weather conditions for sure, all the way to Buffalo, and then from Buffalo all the way to Albany, New York. Now, this snow continues up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Syracuse north up I-81 all the way to the Thousand Islands and into Canada, and then across the northern part of New York State, across northern Vermont and northern New Hampshire. So if you don't need to be on I-90 going east and you've got a just-in-time delivery, I would suggest coming east out of Chicago, you stay on I-80 and run I-80 across and then cut up right there in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and cut it up into New England that way. You'll stay out of most of the snow, and you won't have a lot of problems. Now, in the meantime, there is another small low-pressure system bringing snow to parts of Pennsylvania, the southwestern part of Pennsylvania, and the mountains of West Virginia, the western mountains of Maryland, and down into the mountains of Virginia and North Carolina right now. And that's bringing wind as well as some snow flurries along with it. It's not heavy snow, but it's snow nonetheless. You've got windy conditions across about half of Indiana, across most of Kentucky, into the southeastern corner of Illinois, and the southeastern corner of Missouri as well. And rain tonight in Tennessee. The rain is to the south and east of Memphis, about 30, 40 miles, but there is some rain there right now. Going down to Florida, we've got some foggy conditions with a freeze and warning and a frost warning up in the northeastern part of the country right now, of Florida and southeastern part of Georgia. And out west, we have snow across Idaho. Coeur d'Alene's getting snow tonight. We have some snow in the northwestern corner of Utah tonight. Some windy conditions in the southeastern part of Idaho. And the Sierra Nevadas, west of Reno and down towards Modesto and Fresno, the mountains there along the Nevada border, we have got snow in the mountains there. Now, I was up at Moss Nissan yesterday, and we had a very interesting meeting with Dave Moss Jr., and they're doing some changes. Obviously, they got growing pains and this, that, and the other, but they're all changes for the best to help everybody else out. They are taking their store in Homosassa Springs, and the name was Moss Wholesale to the Public. Well, now it's just simply going to be Moss Family Automotive. It'll become one of the Moss Family Automotive dealers. But that will be the certified pre-owned supercenter where people can go in and buy as many vehicles as they want at not the book value or the retail value of the vehicle, but the wholesale price, what a car dealer would go in and pay for that to buy a car and then take it off and resell it. You can save literally thousands of dollars that way on good certified pre-owned vehicles at their Homosassa Springs store. In the meantime, things continue to boom in Crystal River and Newport Richey with the Moss dealership. By the way, I am driving now a brand new Moss Nissan Titan. This is a 4x4 I have this time around. They're letting me try the 4x4 to see what I think about it. And each time I do something, of course, I let people know. And this is ivory white or something like that with a metal flake in it. So when you see me, you'll see the vehicle, believe me when I tell you, and it's a beauty. Okay, well, there you go. Let me go to the phone lines because I'm not sure, but I think I have Dan the Man on the line. Is that you, sir?
This is me. How are you doing this evening?
Not bad. It's a busy night. What's up?
The whole shutdown with government, it's kind of getting discouraging.
Okay.
I think what's going to happen, the other night, Trump's speech was a good speech.
Yeah.
But it didn't move the peg, didn't move the meter a bit. He probably shouldn't have made it, but he looked very presidential. It was a very good speech. I don't think it hurt him. I don't think it helped him either. If it helped anybody, it probably helped the Democrats a little bit. So this is how I see the scenario working out. I think the Republicans will turn on him. There'll be enough that'll turn. They're spineless in the congressional and Senate Republicans. I think they'll pass Pelosi's law the way she has it written, what she wants, her and Schumer. And I think they'll send it. He'll veto it. I think they'll have enough Republicans that'll defect. It'll be the first time in a while. Anybody.
Well, they've already got Republicans voting with this Pelosi thing because they put up another bill yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I think they'll have enough to override a veto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something Americans haven't seen for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think then that's going to be Trump's way out of it. And I think it's going to kind of be the way Clinton did it. It was him against Congress. He ran against Congress. And I think that's the only scenario I can see. Both are entrenched. Both are not moving. Doesn't matter what anybody says or does. The sides are so hardcore that you cannot get the public opinion to shift one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we're at. You're kind of in a stalemated war game right now. And the thing about Pelosi, you know, the first 2 years of Obama's first administration, she was Speaker of the House like she is now. I'll give her credit. The woman goes for the jugular real easy.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a political killer instinct like nobody else. And she seems to be the only person he can't push around very well.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't really look like a Speaker of the House as much as she does a Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Obamacare was her plan. She knew the details. You know, Obama was out being presidential, riding around on Air Force One, living in the White House. He wasn't an effective administrator. He wasn't even that creative. He liked the perks of the office. But she does like the minutiae of policy, and she's very good at it, whether you like her or not. And you got to respect her on that because she does have a killer instinct. She mm-hmm. knows what she's going to do. She even intimidates Democrats in the Senate. So I kind of view that. I think when he went on record, on video, I'll take responsibility. I'll own the shutdown. That sealed his fate. This is one time he did something very stupid. He put his paw in the bear trap, and he can't get it out.
Well, believe it or not, he's not lost any support from his people, his own people, the people that are out there that voted for him. As a matter of fact, he's probably gained a point by the last poll that I saw in terms of overall satisfaction with the job he's doing. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. He's holding on to his base, but even in reelection, he's got to expand that.
Yep.
And right now, he can't expand, you know, like you said, a point. I'm not, you know, in economics, 1% is a lot. In politics, not so much. But what I see out of him right now is he can't get any Democrats
okay.
to come his way.
Well, Dan, I got to go. Here comes the break. But thanks for another great call, my friend.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right, that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from that break, we're going to have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, on. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.